What if the very stories you read online were being used without permission to train artificial intelligence models? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in AI copyright protections. Let's get into it. Major media corporations in the United States are sounding the alarm. They've launched a campaign to push the government to safeguard content from artificial intelligence development. This comes on the heels of OpenAI and Google's recent request to the Trump administration for permission to use publicly available data without restrictions. Meanwhile, over in Korea, media companies are gearing up for legal battles against Naver over similar issues. Imagine this. Hundreds of media corporations, including giants like the New York Times and the Washington Post, are banding together under the banner, "We Support Responsible AI." They're running ads across both print and online media with bold messages like "Monitor AI" and "Stop AI Theft." At the heart of this campaign is a call for Washington to make big tech companies pay for the content they're using. Daniel Kofi, the chief executive officer of the News and Media Coalition, made the stakes clear. He said, "Currently, big tech corporations and AI companies are using publishers' content without permission to develop AI products, thereby robbing content creators of their advertising and subscription revenue." Kofi emphasized that the media industry is not against artificial intelligence, but they want an ecosystem where AI is developed responsibly and ethically. This campaign is a direct response to OpenAI and Google's efforts to secure the ability to train their artificial intelligence models using copyrighted content. With President Trump's executive order earlier this year aimed at removing barriers to U.S. AI leadership, the landscape is primed for conflict. AI companies argue that they need access to publicly available information for training, but this has landed them in the midst of numerous copyright lawsuits. Just last month, a federal court in New York refused to dismiss a copyright infringement lawsuit filed by the New York Times against OpenAI. The court's ruling suggests that OpenAI may have infringed on the New York Times copyrights, a decision that could set a precedent impacting AI companies' use of content for training purposes. But the issue isn't confined to the United States. Across the globe, similar tensions are rising. In the United Kingdom, media companies launched the Make It Fair campaign to raise awareness about AI companies collecting content without permission. And in Korea, media corporations have filed complaints against Naver and are preparing legal actions against foreign AI entities like OpenAI and Google. Choi Byung-ho, a professor at Korea University's Artificial Intelligence Research Institute, pointed out that global AI corporations are aware of these copyright controversies, but often choose to negotiate only after lawsuits are filed. Choi suggests that media corporations need to proactively raise these issues to foster meaningful discussions. Here's a bold fact for you. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. But with this surge of synthetic media, there's a pressing need for a robust verification framework to prevent trust in digital content from collapsing. Enter blockchain technology, which could be a game changer in ensuring the authenticity of AI-generated media. Picture this. You're watching a commercial featuring deepfake versions of celebrities like Taylor Swift and Tom Hanks warning against election disinformation. It sounds like science fiction, right? But it's a reality we're facing today. As AI continues to democratize access to entertainment and media, the line between what's real and what's artificial is blurring at an unprecedented rate. The stakes are high. Hollywood, newsrooms, and streaming giants are all racing to figure out how to regulate AI-generated content before it reshapes their industries. Blockchain technology offers a potential solution by providing a decentralized verification network. This could allow AI-generated content to be authenticated across multiple platforms without a single authority dictating what's legitimate. Roman Saganov, the founder and chief executive officer of Antix, argues that current intellectual property laws aren't equipped to handle AI-generated media. This creates a volatile environment where manipulated media can erode trust in everything from journalism to financial markets. Siganov believes blockchain could authenticate digital assets and ensure transparent ownership tracking, providing a tamper-proof history of content creation and modification. Let's dive into some numbers. Nearly 52% of Americans are more concerned than excited about AI's growing role in daily life. Globally, 68% of consumers express concerns about online privacy due to deceptive media. This anxiety highlights the urgent need for secure verification methods to protect digital content. Imagine a world where every piece of AI-generated media is recorded on-chain, creating a digital fingerprint that links it permanently to its source. This would allow creators to prove ownership, companies to track usage, and consumers to validate authenticity. It's a vision that could transform industries from gaming to film production, ensuring AI-generated assets are traceable and protected against theft. As we look ahead, the generative AI market is projected to reach $1.3 trillion by 2032. The need to secure and verify digital content is more pressing than ever. Blockchain could be the scalable solution that matches the pace of AI progress while maintaining transparency and legitimacy of intellectual property rights. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. As AI-generated content continues to reshape the media landscape, blockchain emerges as a key player in ensuring authenticity and trust. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.